Few issues have dominated the news in Western North Carolina as much as health care in 2019. BPR spoke with Attorney General Josh Stein about the year's events. Stein has been working with attorneys general from other states to build a single framework for a financial settlement from pharmaceutical companies and distributors to pay for the effects of the opioid crisis, which has hit Western North Carolina especially hard.
They made countless billions and billions of dollars while millions of Americans were becoming addicted to the pills. They helped to create this crisis, and I will insist that they help us clean it up.
Stein also oversaw the completion of one of the largest health system sales in state history, for-profit HCA Health's $1.5 billion purchase of Mission Health. The deal created the Dogwood Health Trust, which will spend the profits of the sale to improve the health of the 18 counties in Mission's service area. Much of Stein's oversight of the sale focused on stipulations for Dogwood and diversity requirements for its board of directors.
I was very concerned. I wanted to make sure that the foundation reflected the full diversity, geographic, ethnic, gender, social, all the diversity of Western North Carolina, and so that it didn't become just a Nashville foundation.
Dogwood confirmed that two board members from Buncombe County will step down at the end of the year and that two replacements will be named soon. Western North Carolina in 2019 also saw the closure of another labor and delivery unit, this time in Murphy at Erlinger Western Carolina Hospital. That makes the gap in women's health care in the region even wider. Stein says he hopes HCA and Dogwood address this.
Ensuring the healthy delivery of babies is a critical part of health care.
Even though HCA is a for-profit system, Stein says they still have a responsibility to fill in regional health care gaps. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.